All right, here we go. Confessions at 7, Confessions AT7 at wild941.com. It says, the subject line of the email says, seen what I shouldn't, and I don't know what to do. It's like, dear Freak Show, I got a situation that I'm just going to get into. I listen to y'all all the time, and really, I can't tell anybody about it because A, I'm an only child, and B, my parents are the reason that I'm going through this email situation anyway. My mother and father went through some real drama at the beginning of the year around Christmas. Stuff was tight in our family. We found out that Pops had another lady. My mom flipped out and kicked him out of the house. So he ended up staying with me for like 2.5 months. I was team mom all day because how are you going to do that to my mother? But couldn't let him just be out there with nowhere to live because that would have probably put a bigger wedge into everything. We bonded. We cried. He confided a lot in me about and was more about how he felt about himself and not really about my mother. Somehow they stayed together because when COVID hit in March, he was back home and they were isolated together. They were eating dinners together. I wasn't going over there because I wasn't working from home as much as I am now, and I didn't want to bring any risks to the household. So they ended up getting back. He promised me that he was done messing around on my mom and has been home on lockdown this entire time. 2 weeks ago, we were more comfortable with me coming to the house because I've been working solely from home. So, and I do not go out because I'm worried about contact for myself and for my family. And that's more than most 25-year-olds are. I came to fix their home PC setup because I got a random email from them. And then my aunts got random emails from them as well. So they had gotten the virus and basically it started sending out to all of their contacts. So I had to come over and put some protective wear on their PC unit. Upon getting into it, I realized it was a malware from a site called Silver Singles. And I got heated because my dad told me that he was not on his BS anymore. When I dug in deeper, I could see where the malware showed me the communications because I do work in IT, so I know how to find that. I realized that it's my mother. She has been chatting up somebody, and it's the guy who lives here in Sarasota. Now, what the hell do I do now? Because if it comes out, they'll be done. If I hide it, I'm going to feel like crap because of how hard I went in on my dad. We got to a good place. Now, if I say something, I'm blowing up the whole spot. But if I don't, I'm going to feel like crap. Do I say something or do I deal with this sick feeling I got on my own and mind my own business? It's really a hard situation, bruh. And I really wish that you guys could be sitting here with me going through this because going through it by yourself sucks. That's my mom, fam. What am I supposed to do?
First of all, I'm glad we're not sitting there with you because that is a hell of a situation, boy.
We're sitting there wide-eyed like, well, what you going to do?
Yeah.
What you going to do? All right, but if you're involved in it, you're the referee in the whole thing. You counseled your dad through it. In essence, can't you counsel your mom through it?
You can. The thing, the only difference to me so far is that dad got caught. Dad's business was out in the open. He got caught slipping. Mom has been a little bit more slick. I'm not saying that as she's absolved of her crime, but now you're putting yourself in the position that are you going to be the one that brings this to light? I don't know if you really want, if you want to be there. You don't want to do that.
I know I saw somebody post up the other day. They were like, you cheat on me, I go out and I cheat on you, and then I have a baby who ripped apart the family. And I was thinking this is the same thing because when you got the dad who messed up and he cheated, but now women always gonna get you back. Like it might not be quick, but they always gonna get you back at some point. And so mom is now out there, even if it's just digitally, she's out there, you know, they met some dude or whatever. So who's breaking up the union now? Is it dad still? Is it still his fault after they done got back together and everything is good? Or is it the mom now because now she's stepping out? Like, you know what I'm saying? How do you even approach that? Because I think if he looks at that, maybe it'll give him an idea on how to move. What you got, Rocker?
It sounds like he is team mama even now, because seeing this information is like, what the heck, like, why is she doing this? I feel like he should honestly talk to his mom first. Like, yo, ma, what's going on? Bring that to light. Because we don't know if she's doing this out of spite or she's doing this because even though mom and dad might be back together, she's still not getting that attention and love from dad like she was before. And she's looking for it from someone else.
Or she just like, you know what? Payback is a bitch. Like you know, like I waited. I mean, because during the COVID, it forced people to be with each other. So he said they got back together. They stayed hunkered down and she cooked dinner. She did everything else. She did her mama, you know, stayed on her square. But she's like, all right, so now, you know,
we don't know that. We don't know if it's
I'm going to show you.
We don't know if it's payback. We don't know if it's her trying to crave something that dad still isn't giving her.
And we can't make excuses for her, because when this happened to dad, it was a freak out moment. He got kicked out the house for weeks or months. So this is a big deal for her. So now when the tables are turned, we can't absolve her of her sins and make excuses for her.
It's real funny, though. He's probably like, I mean, as you read it, dad stayed with him for, what, 2.5 months or whatever. So now he's like, wait, my mama going to stay with me?
Wow. My mama had to keep the house.
Yeah. I just might have to go ahead and just get in the middle of this. All right, so what's the advice? Do you stay out of grown folk business? And I know if my sister is listening like she does on most mornings, that's something we used to always hear as a kid. Stay out of grown folk business. All right. So do you stay out of it or do you get involved in it? You are the referee when your dad messed up. How you going to handle this when mom messes up? It's the Freak Show. Wild 94.1 Bass Party Station. Basically, we got a kid. And I don't say kid. 25-year-old guy and a kid. He's a man that's stuck in the middle of mom and dad's mess. Dad stepped out, got kicked out, got back in the house because the Rona. And mom's been taking care of everything, holding it down. And now mom is on some sort of site, Silver Singles.
Yeah.
Like, and she out there hollering at somebody in the Sarasota area. So Mr. I don't George, know if you listen.
The street. Get it, Mr. George.
Get it, Mr. Jug. Oh, hey there, Mr. Timmy. So 813 says, stay out of it. Being an only child taught me to stay out of my parents' business. It's too much of a burden taking sides.
You know what, though? Okay. One thing about that, though, when everybody's saying stay out of their business, once dad comes and lives with you for 3 months, now it becomes your business.
You're part of it now.
You are exactly. You're part of it. You can't just be like, all right, well, no, this ain't my business. I can't, you know, I can't comment.
Out of 863, it says two wrongs don't make a right. He went off on pops. He should do the same thing to moms and explain to her how he had her back. But then she turned around and do this. I don't want to break up the fam, but two wrongs don't make a right.
We got a text out to 813. It says, I think he needs to have a conversation with his mom and tell her what caused the malware. And so she sees, she knows that I saw the site that he's going on. Figure out what's going on. At the end of the day, two wrongs don't make a right.
Someone also mentioned that sounds like Mama Dukes is acting out because she was betrayed. Best advice is to talk to mom, see what's really going on, and don't add fuel to a fire.
Well, you know what? It's funny because that angle of telling him what happened, because if he's the computer guru and he's like, yeah, apparently you had some malware from some site, and he tells her like specifically what it is, now she knows the jig is up. Plus, mom is older. Mom don't realize that the computer leaves a trail. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that might get hurt. Cause like she right now she unscathed. Like, you know, she's mom. She got the love. So if you can stay unscathed, if you got to get out of this silver.com, whatever, and get away from that, then you can get back to being mom on top with, you know, looking at dad like, dad, you messed up. Like, so maybe he could keep it a secret if he tells her, hey, I work on your computer, so you can't go on that no more. I'm going to be able to find out.
Imagine being a 25-year-old guy. You have Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all the social media, and then you find out that your mom's DMs are popping way harder than yours.
Let's see. We got one more. It says it's not his responsibility to be solving this problem, the parents' problem, but to get on what Orlando said, when infidelity happens in a marriage and the person decides to take the cheater back into their life, they have to forgive what happened. It's not an I'm going to get you back at some point and forgive you Let go when you move on. You just don't take them back. So they took him back. So it's like, ain't no getting him back. 863 says, don't tell your daddy nothing. Two wrongs don't make a right. Damn. But it damn sure makes a left.
let me ask y'all this. So dad cheated on mom. Mom is hollering at Mr. George in Sarasota. Is this marriage doomed? Is there any hope that they can just make bygones be bygones and work it out?
If you can get the trust back. I mean, I know. I'll just tell you that I know my parents went through it when my dad stepped out and was hollering at, I forgot the lady's name, but boy, I used to hear her name all the time when I was a kid.
No.
Yeah. When they would start fighting, I would hear that lady's name. And, and honestly, like, they made it back. And I think that when it hits the fan, you can either double down or you could like decide that, you know, like, all right, this is a wrap. And it was a wrap for like 5 minutes where they had asked me to decide who I was going with. Like,
oh my God.
Like I was in the middle, like, cause everybody else was out of the house. So it was like me. And, I was like, yo, I'm gonna have to stay with mom. I can't leave my mama and you leaving my mama. Like, we both can't leave her. So, and I thought, at least in my childhood mind, I thought I was the one when I said I was going with mom. Like, made them double down. Now, of course, that was just delusions of grandeur. I didn't do it. They decided to stick it out and whatever. And there was some hurdles and stuff and some rehashing of the old stuff, which I think once you take them back, you should really get over it. But it was some wounds that ended up being some arguments for years to come after that. But they got to a great place. And when you get older, you do get into a great place because your options start slowing down. You know, and we always joke and say men only as faithful as their options. I don't think that's necessarily true, because in this case, mama's options are all on the .com.
Yeah, the silversurfer.com.
Yeah. Somebody said they thought I said silver.com. Mama's a silver thought. Oh, my God.